This is Bible Basics. This is Belief in Practice, the Supremacy of Love. It's easier to live by rules than by love. To live by love, you have to really care about other people. To live by rules, you don't have to. You can follow the rules and be seen outwardly to do the right thing. Maybe it's because people are naturally self-centered that God gave Moses so many rules. Rules that would make them do the right thing. Rules were the next best thing, but they were not the replacement for caring and loving and practice. If we really cared about others, we wouldn't need to be told to leave the bleeding for the poor, etc. But because mankind is not naturally like this, God gave Moses many rules so people would do the right thing. Of course, God wanted it to be from the heart, not just obedience to rules. When Jesus came, he tried to show that this is what God has always intended. He wants us to love one another as he has loved us. Hence, he described his commandment to love each other as he has loved us as a new commandment I give to you. Great men such as David understood this. He was called a man after God's own heart. But just as it was under the law of Moses, so it can be today. You can obey rules, keep church traditions, be seen to be outwardly righteous as the Pharisees, but without love, without really caring for others, it's shallow. This is why Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. It becomes evident by what we do whether we really care about others. None of us is perfect. But if we try our best to be more thoughtful and caring and genuinely loving to other people, then it really shows. And it's a witness of itself. The reverse is also true. If we don't really care about others, if we hang on to grudges, if we don't forgive, our time is spent trying to tear down instead of building up. It's even possible to kid ourselves that we might find justification from Scripture to do it in the name of God. Yet, what it really shows us is that we do not really love the other person. So much harm has been done in the name of God. Yet God has made it clear that he wants us to love others as he loved us and gave his son to die for us while we were yet sinners. Love must be the motivating factor for everything we do. It must be behind every action and thought. We could learn the whole Bible off by heart, but without love, our actions are meaningless, and we can't view all the other advice from God in the right way. The second letter of John places so much emphasis on love and the humanity of Jesus, and warns that those who don't understand these things should be avoided. So it's vitally important that we understand that love should be behind our every thought and action and dealings with others. And it will affect how we understand God's word to us. It will open up a brand new way of seeing and living. Being born again. The life of true love is a new life. Reading the Word of God can cause God's Spirit to dwell in us. This is such an important aspect of our lives that Jesus said to Nicodemus that we must be born again. And he also said that we must be born of water and the Spirit. John 3, verses 3 to 5. All too often people are born of water and the doctrines of men. The Pharisees even asked John the Baptist for baptism, that is to be born of water, but he basically told them that they must be born of the Spirit. The Jews of Jesus' day had a rigid set of doctrines, and Jesus even endorsed what they thought by saying to his disciples, do as they say, but not as they do. But they just didn't have God's Spirit dwelling in them. They had head knowledge, but didn't bring forth the fruits of repentance. We're told by Paul what the fruits of the Spirit are in Galatians 5:22. They are, firstly, love. then joy, patience, peace, kindness, gentleness, forgiveness. Being born of the Spirit produces these attributes in us. It's not only reading God's word that changes our hearts to become spirit-filled, but also being encouraged by other faithful believers. Hebrews 10:24 speaks of how we should stir one another up to love and good works. Another way we can be born of the Spirit is by talking to God in prayer. In fact, we're told that prayer is not just something we recite to God at meal, but a way of life. Romans 12, verse 12. Being born of the Spirit does not mean possessing special gifts that the early apostles had to perform miraculous healings, for example. It's having God's Spirit dwelling in us. We can have all the head knowledge in the world, but if we don't have God's Spirit and genuine love for others, then it won't do us any good. If we say we love God but hate our brother, it makes a mockery of all we profess to believe. We must be born again, in that we have a new way of seeing others, a compassion and sympathy for them that God feels for us. Without this, we can study the doctrines of the Bible for all our lives, yet end our days as the Pharisees did, who thought they were so righteous, when actually they were still in sin, for they had not known the God who is love.